Okay, so we're holding here in middle of the Perek Ches Hashmoneh Prakim, and he's going to be dealing here with two more very, very fundamental issues. He's dealing now middle of Bechira, and trying to explain all the psukim that seem to contravene the concept of Bechira. A lot of this, it's very, very overlaps a lot with the Rambam in Hilchis Tshuva, in Perek Hei, where he speaks about Bechira and so on. So he's going to go through all the psukim that seem to have indicated there's no Bechira. The one we saw before was Vavodim V'inu Oysam, and Hinei Sheichei V'ima V'sech V'kom Ma'om. We saw that last time. And now Aval Omrei. Aval Omrei V'chizakti Aslev Parei. Here the Chord, he's saying Mefurish, that I took away Paras Bechira. So first thing it was, he anesthetized Paro's heart, and then he killed him. So he said, from this point, I want to derive a very important insight. He says, I want you to listen to what I'm saying, compare it to all the other terutzim that you've heard, and pick the one that you think is the best. Behu, shepara v'siyatoi, iluloy olam chet zulas ashal shulch Yisrael, if their only avera would have been not sending me Klal Yisrael, we'd have a real problem. How can you punish somebody for something where the punishment is for doing something that he couldn't have done it? So he's forcing him mentally, emotionally, I don't know the right word, to send him away. And not to send them away, and then he's coming ahead and punishing for that. That's a real miscarriage of justice. So he says, says, but that's not what happened. Paro and his people, they did bad on their own. They enslaved people that had come to live there. They turned them into slaves. They did terrible things to them. That act of enslaving the Jewish people totally, it was done out of free will and simply bad will. Nothing forced them. The punishment for doing the terrible things is was that they would no longer be able to do tshuva. At that point, they were now locked in to go through it all and get the punishment. Preventing them from doing tshuva is that they won't be able to send them away. So this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him. If I wanted to take them out and that was it, I would just destroy all Mitzrayim and they'd go out. He wanted to punish them for what they did before. Kmo she'amar b'tchilas hadavar, v'gam es hagoya she'yav adon anochi. V'efshel l'onsham im shavu, v'akeinim lehem atshuva v'machzikim behem. So it was part of what they deserved as a punishment for something they did on free will, was that now they would enter a sort of a spiral of bad deeds that they won't be able to get out of, and that will cause them to destruct. In the Sefer, he says a little bit a different, not a little bit different, but just, I guess, the feel of the words is a drop different. Over there, he speaks about that the reason, what kind of punishment is it? Because I just wanted to drown them. He could just drown them. But this taking away the ability from them to do tshuva, so he describes it as following. He says, "V'loma haya shaleach lebiad Moshe va'omaloi shlach." I don't know. He does actually says here. We'll see it soon. He actually says it later on. I'm sorry. He explains why he went through the charade. I mean, he could have punished them just kind of by killing them. So in another paragraph, we'll explain it. V'lo techayev lo negnus b'amreinu k'ashem pa'omim yanesh al mishlo yashuv l'nyach l'vchad shuva. We don't have any way to complain against HaKadosh Baruch Hu for punishing people that they can't do the tshuva. L'fishu yis ala yideh ha-toyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what averus are. V'chachmas v'sitkasi yichay v'sher einish. And it's a divine wisdom that declares how much punishment. She'pomim yanesh ba'ilam hazeh b'lvad. Upam Yanish Balabalavat. Something he punishes in this world, something he punishes in the world to come. Upam Yanish Bishnelam Seachat. Sometimes both worlds. Vizchay of Anshibaylam Hazet. Upam Yanish Beguf. Sometimes physical. Ibe Mammon with money. Ibishem Yachat. Ukimoishi Vatak Tsastu Sodom Chizatarenish. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's punishment is that you become paralyzed and you can't move a hand. Kigoin shivatl yadibin at fisik mashid zirovim. Einem in ar'iya. Mashabasish tomesaf on loit. So you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of his, in his very assortments of punishments, preventing parts of a person to work is part of punishment. So Kenya Vatman Priyasa Chuva. Chuva is an ability. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops it. He wants him to die in his chet, so he doesn't allow him to tshuva. Okay, let's stop at this sentence because this sentence is a lot of ramification other places as well. The Rambam says, I need to know that it's just. But now I'm going to ask myself, how come for the very day did this is the exact just punishment? He says, that's not something that we need to know or necessarily can know. He says this in a few places where he deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaMishpat. And by and large, he says the following nusach, the following formula for it. A person needs to believe that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is just. And when we see things that are done that are not just, we need to ask the question, why, how, what, and so on. But it doesn't mean that we'll always understand it. We can put it down as almost axiomatic that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do things that are not just. And everything he does is just. But the idea that we're going to know exactly all the bits and pieces and all the details, where, what, when, and how, that's not true. And we won't. And people have this feeling that, you know, when they hear something happen bad or great or whatever it is, they emunas mechayv them to believe that's Mehashem Yotzah Davar, and that is correct. Emunas mechayv them to believe that atzur tami pa'olo, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything he does is b'mishpat, he doesn't do avil, that's true. But somehow people feel that they also must be able to explain it exactly. They have to be able to be that the one who can know all the details of Gashmas and Haga. And besides being hubris, it also Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got cut off. So if a person knowing, a person needs to know and understand that it is mishpat, but that we have do have the that to say that we have the ability to give any specifics, is certainly not. And in the big picture, at best, we'll have understandings in different places, but to say that we could make these sweeping remarks that we know exactly who, what, when, and how, that's really, really wrong. So Al Kalpanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, so to understand why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose this punishment for these people and this punishment for that people, for other people, we don't know. But we do understand the one thing that we see is it comes for an Aveira, and that's that. So now he's bothered. This is the piece I want to read before from the Rambam inside the Torah. So what's this game? So now we have this game over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, listen, I want to Klai Yisrael, or else I'm going to hit you. And he says, no, and again, why? V'chalo v'makis, v'omid b'mi'uno. So why the game? So punish him. Hine ze gam ken hoy lechachma yis Hashem. That also is a chachma Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lohi dioi. Kim yirtze Hashem levatla b'chirosa yivatla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us a lesson that b'chira is not innate to us. B'chira is not automatic. And if we don't deserve Bechira, we don't get Bechira. Bechira is an endowment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endowed us with Bechira. And if a person is not fortunate, if a person is not Zohatit, then he doesn't have it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing him, here, I'm going to give it to you easy. I'm going to tell you, just do this, and you'll be saved from all the difficult makas. And you won't be able to do it. Because Bechira is, at the end of the day, a gift granted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam speaks about Bechira. The Rambam defines it so well in line with what he says. When the Rambam in Perek Hay, when he speaks about Bechira, he starts Rishus kol adam nesuna loy. Imrot zalatzas derech tov lias tzadik rishus biyadei, vatzatz atzme derech rov lias rasha rishus biyadei. Rishus kol adam nesuna loy. The word rishus means sovereignty. Every person's sovereignty is granted to him. So, first of all, it's the way he describes Bechira is much, much more accurate than free choice. He says the ability to define your destiny and be master over yourself is what the Koyach HaBechira is. And the Rambam says it's something that is granted to us. It's not automatic. It was given by Kadosh Baruch Hu, endowed by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu can take it away. And this is where he shows it. And if there's anything that we could think of, we can't think of anything more demoralizing, I guess, causing more pain than the sense that you no longer have the power over yourself. God forbid people who are addicted. One of the terrible aspects of the suffering is that they recognize that they cannot, they're no longer masters over themselves. A person prides himself with being a master over himself, and he no longer is.
Right,
he needed to agree. He was trying to show, he needed to show that he can contravene that, and he couldn't. This was a tremendous nes. It was a tremendous sign. It was a lesson. That you'll talk about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can punish a person by taking away some sort of bechira, and the person will be aware of it, and he will not be able to bring it back to that. And it's something, it's very interesting. I mean, today one of the directions of neurology is that an addicted brain, for instance, is a brain that's reconfigured differently, and you actually cannot change yourself. The Eila Psukim, that was true. Sichem Alecheshbon. Shehulam Hashakodim Imerishalim Muchacholov. He had an aver before. Anos Hashem Shemon Alas Yisrael Acharaguhu. There was an aver beforehand that the taking away of his bechir was the punishment. It says, So again, this is not the immediate cause for the punishment. This, the whole chain of events of having a lack of bechira are due to the averus that done before. For beer, I just have a stomach. Just an interesting point. He says that all the mefarshim ask. I just wonder which mefarshim he's talking about. The Rambam had Ibn Ezra, I think, and that's about it. I'm not aware of any other perushim that were already written in his time. They never Rashi, they never Ramban. There's certainly nothing else. And And Yeshaya also said it. It says, the Navi is saying you've caused people's hearts to become hardened. It's a clear lashon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made them hard-hearted. So the point I've made to you is a big key for many, many issues. This is what Eliyahu said. This pasuk he brings in the Torah. It says, you've caused them to their hearts to move backwards. When they did averus beratzen, your einish was that they wouldn't be able to do tshuva. You didn't leave over no bechira no ratzen. Ephraim is caught up tremendously by the Zara. Hanachlo, leave him at there and make it that he can't come back. So in all these places, he has this pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has deliberately taken the bechira, and that is the punishment, not the cause for punishment. Yes, one more pasuk they learn small derech hapshutoy. Ve'omna ma'im yeshaya loma tas'einu Hashem edrachecha takshiach libein mirasecha. Hari hu yotzi mizosa gavona kula ve'nisa b'davaz aminyan. That is, doesn't seem to correspond to anything we said. Ve'omna kavonas al dvorim lefi mashabo lefneim v'achreyem. So he says this pasuk is simply understood in the context. Shuis oinin ala golos v'geriseinu v'avdaneinu v'skabusu musaleinu. He was complaining about all the tzaras Kadosh Baruch had sent on us. Ve'oma mischanin. He said to Kadosh Baruch Hu in a way that he was begging. Hoy odoin. Kashe yiruz ha'matzim v'skabusu ha'koyfrim. When people will see how strongly the koyfrim have become, Yisu midake emes, they're going to wander off in their emes, v'yasur liboisim yasecha, and they're not going to fear you. U'ki'ilu ata shatigin lo'il ha'schom lo'tzeis mina emes. So what he's saying is very simple. It's a very simple statement. He's saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're putting so many tzaris on our path and so many difficulties that at the end they're going to break away, and it'll be because of all the tzaris that you caused us. These are all where if a Kaddish Baruch Hu bears down too hard, we end up not doing what we're supposed to do, and the Chil Hashem becomes much bigger, and so on. And so on. So all these psukim, that's how he learns. So now he sums up what he said. Ve'ela psukim supokim b'toyer v'mikra. Hagorim l'damash Hashem yachirich ala meri. So all these psukim that seem to indicate Kula Kadosh Baruch Hu forced us to do wrong, Hineka ba'arnu inyonu b'li sofek, I think I've explained it. Bubir nochim chayzek ispoinus. It's the right pshat if you think about it strongly. V'nish'arnu ali kareinu, and we're left over with our main point. Ki ha'odom b'yoda mishmas v'ameri. A person has in his hands the ability to listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu or to rebel against it. And a person is the boicha. Mashiyitz asoyse yaseu. Mashiyitz shalo asoyse lo yaseu. Ala im kenyan sheo Hashem al chet shechotek shvat ritzoni mashe bebarno. V'chi kinyan amaylas apchises b'yodri. It's up to a person to be koine the good or the bad. Ulefikach roi lo lishtad lo zaras atzmai b'kinyan amaylas. Hoil v'ein lo mo'er shereo lemi b'chutz. V'u omrom b'musre zay samasechtiv ein ani li mili. So, basically, we don't have any excuse for not doing what it takes to become better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never machriachas on tov v'ra. The only time he is machriachas is us is when we've really messed up, when we've done wrong, and so on. Okay, so these are all psukim about bechira and whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu can mess with our bechira and so on. Now he's going to explain one more area that is troublesome in the concept of bechira. For lenisha mezayin al adava yichayev ledaba by meat kedeshet tishon kvaras apek. That I have to speak a little bit about it, that I should, so that this inya bechira is fully set. Va'apishol tzitel aviv advarim klal. Even though I didn't want to write about it, Al-Kfar Hevi Achreach Lezeh, V'hu Yediyas Hashem HaSidus. It is the knowledge that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what will be. L'fi Shiyatayin Hashita Leinu Bo, Mishi Yachshav Shalom Muchach HaMishmaz V'Meri, V'shikomai Sodem B'chir Lo Behem, Hoi Lo B'chiros Yitlui B'chiros Hashem. So he says, the real reason why people feel that we're not B'chira is the concept of Kadosh Baruch Hu knowing the future. The reason why a person feels there's no bechira is because he says yoma zeh ish yoda Hashem boy im yitzarik rasha or lo yoda. Okay, does a Kadosh Baruch Hu know that this person is going to be a tzarik rasha or not? Hine. Im Toima Yoda, if you told me that he knows, Yischaev Shemuchos Amatzah Shasha Mekodem. So that it has to be. Oy Sheti Yudosi Bilte Amitis. Or he got it wrong. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that so-and-so is going to be even Avera, so, okay, I've got an issue. If the person can turn out not being over an Avera, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the right idea. If the person is Mucher, so he's Mucher. If he doesn't know what's going to be, then we have a lot of issues. Now, it's not clear really, so how do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what will be? So either you just say, I guess once you say Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochel, this somehow has to fit in as well, just sort of put it in a blanket type of Kadosh Baruch Hu's all power. We can say from the Psukim, you know, V'kamam V'zon and so on. We can say from Nevuah, which predicts the future, and that's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future. And if you don't know what people will do, and if they'll do Averis or Mitzvahs, and whether they get destroyed or not, then really, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't know the future. So Baal Karcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future. And back at square one, the only way to know the future is if it's going to have to be that way. Shema efo meni mashom reyo v'ispoinu boi ma'oid. So listen very carefully. V'zeh shekvo izbaya b'chokmas aloikis tzoy mashach ha'teva. It's written in, I think, in the work on metaphysics, probably Aristotle. Shashem yisala eni yodea b'das v'loi chai b'chayim ad shiyahu ha'das v'das shnei dvorim k'moy odom v'daitoy l'fi sh'odom zulos ha'das v'das zulos ha'odom v'im shnayim. So for us, we take great pride in our brains, but we don't actually call our brains us. Our brains are tools that can do many things, but it's not us. So for us, our ability to understand and who we are and what we are not one and the same. Now he says by Kadosh Baruch Hu, that can't be. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't say that he knows with Das, Das being a particular angle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo chai b'chayim, achi v'das shnei dvarim, mora v'daitoin. L'fi she'odom zulos ha'das, ha'das zulos ha'odom v'shayim. Because a person is and his Das, those are two separate things. I can still say this person, and the das sometimes is das is good, sometimes not good. Itim cholam, itim shayte, whatever. The sheilu hayodea bedas, sheilu haya Hashem yodea bedas. Had a Kadosh Baruch Hu bin yodea bedas, haya mischayev a ribui, v'rim tzoyim kadmoyim rabim. So he says that it would mean that there are parts to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just like a human being, sometimes you'll have a person with, let's say, Alzheimer's, who doesn't remember anything, but there's still something about his personality that's still intact, sometimes. So I get a sense of there's the person, and there's his Seichel Das. So many things would come out. Hashem, the Das that he has, the Chaim that he lives, and his ability. So by us, these are really separate functions. I guess you can make a difference between, just like in a big corporation, you have the chairman of the board, you have the CEO, you have the CFO, you have the COO, you have the heads of the department, and so on. In Shoresh, all you have is the thing itself. We have life. We can talk about ourselves living and not living. We can talk about ourselves knowing and not knowing. But by Kadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't have. It has to be one and the same. V'omnom zacharti l'cho taina kreiv l'avonis ha'imim v'odom afka taina zvayi shivatu zech hazakos v'oidu moifsius. So he says, I've mentioned as proof of this, I've mentioned a specific taina that people say, but there are many other more powerful reasons why it's like that. So this artificial for us, we're whatever we are, and we have intelligence, and we have abilities, and we have talents, and so on. Ve'eli says. So let me skip a second to his answer. Over here, he goes through. He this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his understanding are one and the same. It's kind of not an easy idea. I mean, it sounds right, but what does that mean? What's the difference? I mean, we also feel that we sort of know by thinking and so on. But that's not really necessary. Let's see the next page. We also know that we can't fully understand the phenomena called the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu has a shleimus and we are chasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzius has no way of grasping it, and we just don't get it. It's just like when a person who is nearsighted or has a very, very big problem with his sight doesn't see the sun. It's not because the sun is weak. It's just beyond my ability. I can only look at light up to, just like I need a minimum amount of light. There's a maximum amount of light. More than that, I just don't see. That we can't understand his mind. We can't say anything intelligent about his mind. And we can't take it around. So this is the Rambam's Teretz, and let's discuss it. The Rambam's Teretz, the question of Yediyah and Bechira, is as follows. If we were talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah, and describing, and his Yediyah would be similar to our Yediyah, in other words, the same kind of idea of what it means to know, then we would have a real issue. Because in our Yediyah, the future and Bechira are totally incompatible. And they can't go together. If there's Yediyah, there's a Bechira Yediyah. The concept of knowing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu belongs to the divine nature, the Ein Sof nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means something that we cannot in any way understand. It's like trying to eat soup with a fork. No matter how many times you're going to dip the fork in, not much is going to come up. So the question is a question that is really pointless for us to think about, because by reducing the question to its core component, I've come up with something that does not have a havana tfisa adibni adab. That's just the metzias of it. And b'meila, since people cannot understand it, there's no point in understanding it. I mean, it's not comprehensible. So he says. And he says, this is an inyan that many of the people who made the statement that it must be that we're forced to do what we do is the people made a mistake because of this argument about the Yediyah Bechira. They knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not be understood, and yet they tried to understand him. Until it falls under the seichel, kiluhu kafnu daito hi kafnu mitzusoi. Hoil va kol dove echot lefisha segos al shlemasi shusik moshu mitzusoi min adas echos vas vachaim bezulsim tov noim. Let's explain one point here more a little bit berichastik. Whenever I understand something totally, what it means is as follows. Let's take an example. Computer has a system, an operating system. It has before that it has what they call machine language. I think it has a certain it's like a circle that can take in a lot of information and process it and work, do things with that information. If it's something that doesn't work on the operating system, it's not going to work. It's not going to be affected by it at all. A person in his seichel and das has parameters of where, what, when he understands or will understand. Whenever I take in some seichel, it has to be able to be translated into my seichel. So just like if I want to do numbers or whatever is in a computer, I need to translate it to the language the computer speaks. And once I've translated it, the computer completely surrounds it. It fits in within the boundaries of the computer's operating. So Lamasha, if the computer can operate up to a million, and I put in a million, 2 million, a computer doesn't work with it. It's beyond its limits. If the computer does addition, I try to get it to subtraction, it doesn't work. Our seichel can be masik and tofes many things that enter within that seichel, that come into that seichel. That means that it fits totally in those basic understandings and logics that are in the seichel. And if not, we can't be said to be masik or to be tofes it. So the metaphor for it is hikafnu daitoi, means we've surrounded completely. It means the entirety of his das can be reduced to points and principles that my seichel understands. That's called understanding something, that I'm able to take information, absorb it within the system of inyanim that I can relate to. So I've explained that trying to understand what his machshava means is absolute foolish. The only thing we can say is HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, but to understand how does he know, what's his the psychology and the neurobiology of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that doesn't exist. And if we'll ask, what is his das? We can't understand his das totally, the way we can't understand his malchus and so on. He says, or his mitzias anyway. And the person the pasuk speaks very strong against him. So the bottom line is, people's actions are given to a person. This is one of the strong arguments of this, is because what meaning does mitzvah have if they tried very hard to basically say, if they don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it can't exist, or whatever it is. Omnum Torah daitoi yisalas kotz chol dvorim are sechleinu yikusum zekeroshu b'arnu. The understanding how HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands it, we don't know. V'ze klal masher hiskavnu l'diyo v'ze inyan. This is what I've tried to teach you. a person can't. There's a very interesting Pirush HaMishnayos in Chagiga, and this is a. It says over there that a person who asks what's the mala, what's the mata, and so on, is marak mishenechas al kvoid koinei. He's keilu demonstrating that he doesn't care much about Kadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. So he says. So Pashas, you learn Kilo Kadosh Baruch has these secrets, and he doesn't like it when people sort of pry around in his inner closets. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos and Avodah Zarah Chagiga says a different pshat. He says a person can understand many things. When a person decides to apply his brain to understanding something that can't be understood, the person will do one thing. He's never going to understand it. He'll just fry his brains out. Because if you just keep thinking about the impossible, at some point your brain just gets unhinged. He says, to take the kvod koine is tzuras adam. To take a tzuras adam and destroy it by getting into things that are betzim, just impossible questions, that then he's doing something wrong. Your seichel and your das is kvod koinei. This reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Why are you perverting it? Omnam toya daiti salav aseret chol devar ma'ariz chlin kisim is understanding all the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das and how it works. We don't have the seichel v'kma shabarna v'zeh kol ma'ariz hiskam lo diya b'zeh inyan. We need to stop here. He said, I have a whole Masechta to explain. I'm going to stop at this point and I finish my Hakdamas. Okay, any questions? Yeah.
Over there they say that had Acha wanted to, he could have done tshuva. It's something where HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it very, very difficult, but not impossible. I don't know if that's the pshat, that's the attitude we have to take. That everyone has to say to himself, listen, it can't be that Kadosh Baruch Hu totally takes away the pirush. Is that the reason? I'm not sure what the reason for that is. But I thought upon him, over there it sounds like he should have and he could have done something. Maybe he wasn't on such a darga that this would be his punishment. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem, I think we'll start next the Rambam Pirush to Perchelik. We did this Pirush HaMishnayos, we did Shmoneh Prakim, and the next Hakdama that's of interest is his Hakdama to Perchelik, very famous. Okay, so next week in Mitzvah Shem. Right, I'll send you, if you need, I'll send you a Mitzvah Shem, I'll make a PDF. Of the